My Uncle Ted was awarded the Silver Star. He served aboard a B-24 Liberator in World War II. During a battle in Europe, his plane began to fall from the sky. Uncle Ted survived both the plane crash and a prisoner of war camp. The Silver Star and a Purple Heart came when he returned home. So family history goes. I am merely a niece. But given my pride, I understand a bit about why the military wants to yank such medals off the chests of those who did not truly earn them. As an FBI agent told a reporter, where someone is taking credit for something they didn't do, they're literally stealing the act from someone who did. I was reminded of my Uncle Ted and others like him when I read that a summer movie's promotional material contained a fake Purple Heart medal, one of those cut-it-out-yourself numbers, with the promise that it would earn the wearer attention, admiration, and plenty of free booze. When I visited the website, the medal was there. A day later, it was gone. It's likely good taste and decorum that caused those in charge of the website to wipe away the cyber medal. That and the federal agent who told reporters that he was not amused. Here's what the law says, paraphrased. It's a crime to wear any military decoration or medal if you haven't earned it. It's also a crime to manufacture one or to sell one. If you do any one of those things, you can be sent to jail and forced to pay a hefty fine. There are those who would buy, sell, and wear. Take a recent Associated Press story from Michigan. Turns out that the Medal of Honor around the neck of the featured speaker at a Memorial Day ceremony had not been earned, but had been purchased 30 years ago for $500. That sort of scenario, if true, could cause a prosecutor to dust off and use 18 United States Code Section 704, the Military Medals or Decorations Crime. But the statutory language probably isn't broad enough to cover the website's printed-out-yourself paper model, or even, it seems, those who would boast in a resume of unearned military decorations, which is why a Colorado congressman is trying to amend the law to make it stronger. He's calling his proposal the Stolen Valor Act. But amidst the outrage, I have to wonder what those who really earned the Medal of Honor or the Silver Star or the Purple Heart might think of prosecuting a man in his 70s who wore a blue ribbon and a medal around his neck to impress his wife, among others, or a public relations person who thought it would be funny to equate military laurels with free drinks. As the congressman noted, medal recipients are often too humble to parade their honors. I wonder if they'd be so humble that they'd just say, oh, let it go. Which brings me back to Uncle Ted. I learned of his distinguished military career only a few years ago, long after he died, and only because my oldest son became interested in military history. Uncle Ted's Silver Star, now kept by my cousin Paul, was earned for gallantry in action. My older brother remembers that my uncle gave his parachute away when the plane was going down. But our family may never know exactly what happened, the full extent of his gallantry, because humbly, Uncle Ted never, ever talked about it. I'm Amy Guy.